Productions. Good to see you again here tonight.
Good to see you too, Bob. And, yep, 1 month away from the ever entertaining live call-in show.
That's right. So Bob in Utah will be in Thanksgiving weekend to take your phone calls or...
tipping back some cold ones.
That's right. Celebrating the scene, and that'll be our fourth one. How about that?
Yeah, it will.
So pretty cool stuff. Hey, we're brought to you by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, and we thank Lee Marks and his staff for all they do to support the local music scene, and we appreciate their support of the show, and they do that with... the place that you can get yourself something new for Christmas, like a BMW or a Ducati, or pick up some apparel. And we want to thank Meatlock Recording Studios, Jim Harpel here in Butler, sponsoring our first segment of the show. And coming up, well, less than a month away now already, is Veterans Day. Now, just a couple weeks down the road. That'll be a Friday night. We've got a very special Rock Done Right stop that is going to wrap up the year. Our Veterans Day benefit concert, and this is a really cool get-together that we're going to have actually on Veterans Day Friday night up at the American Legion in Lindora. And we're going to be doing this in conjunction with the Legion and the Legion Riders. And
yeah, Butler County Legion Riders, yep.
Yeah, to help raise some money to bring in a Vietnam Veterans Wall that is going to come to the VA in 2017.
Yeah, the American Veterans Traveling Tribute. It's a 80% scale replica. It's the biggest one out there. And they'll be bringing it in August 23rd to the 27th, I believe, next year at Butler VA Hospital. And they need a bunch of money to make this happen. And so we're going to, you know, like always, musicians are going to step forward and help the cause out. So it's a good thing.
And I know, Utah, that's a passion that you have, obviously, supporting the troops, with sponsor the troops that you help quite a bit with and have since, really, its inception, right?
Yeah. And so this is, you know, we met a lot of these Butler County American Legion riders through that sponsor the troops ride. So it's a good fit. And it's going to be an all-ages thing. And there's really no, it's free admission, but we ask for a voluntary donation at the door. Mm-hmm. We'll have some prize raffles, 50-50, and four great bands.
How about that? Yeah, let's talk about the lineup, because it's pretty exciting what this is going to entail Friday night.
Well, we've got the 2015 Grassy Award-winning band, The Shiners.
How about that?
We have the 2016 Grassy Award-winning band, Anger the Ant.
Yeah.
And then we're going to be working with, for the first time, with the Off Hours band, Matt McCall. And mm-hmm. He writes quite a bit of patriotic themed music, and I think it'll be a good fit for this. And then, of course, the Noble Hops band will be opening things up like we always do.
Awesome stuff. Be anxious to hear the Off Hours band. And we ran into Matt down at Corporate Woodstock and had a chat with him, so I'm glad we were able to hook him up with this show. So that's Veterans Day. Mark your calendar. Friday night, Veterans Night. That's, of course, 11-11. And it'll be up at the American Legion Post 778, top of the hill in Lindora. And they've got a nice back room back there. There will be a stage and everything. And hope you'll come up and support the cause. It's for a fantastic effort. So Veterans Day benefit concert. Well, Clint Macrow is in the studio with us, and we're going to be talking Cobble Sound Recording. And Clint, welcome back. Of course, last time you were with us, we were talking a little Sour Wine Cult.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Yes, indeed. Thanks for having me back up here.
Yeah. 10th year anniversary. We're going to be celebrating that with you, and we're going to be playing some of the tunes that you've actually been a part of with Cobble Sound.
No, quite a bit. All of them I had produced or mixed or recorded, and many of them I had some musical input onto as well. 10 years as Cobble Sound has been a kind of a strange thing for me. I look back and at myself in the mirror, and I still think I'm a balding 19-year-old. But 10 years has been a fair bit of time, and half of that time in this company was in Los Angeles, and then we moved back home here into Western Pennsylvania in 2010. So I've got a lot of Western Pennsylvania bands to play here this evening that I'm excited to share with people.
Very cool. And I think we got connected up with you through John Vento and Lee Marks.
Yes, absolutely.
Just in a conversation saying, hey, you need to check out some of the work Clint does. And, of course, they had passed along some. I think that's how we connected up with Jess Bitsora, too.
Yeah, so. Yeah. John Vento's a wonderful friend and a great client. And every Christmas time we hoist a glass and we we salute John Vento. Because if it weren't for John Vento, I'm sure our Christmases never would be as good as they were without him. So thanks to John.
Good deal. Well, why don't we play a couple of songs right out of the gate here that you've been a part of, and we'll kick it off with a gentleman named Paul Nickel. And I don't know Paul, so
yeah, Paul's a Los Angeles cat. I first got involved with him in 2000. excuse me, in 2006, actually right after I started off Cobble Sound. And his guitar player was someone that I actually, he was my Foley artist. Alex Ulrich is one of Paul's guitar players, and Alex is a professional Foley artist, and he and I did a lot of movies together, and he brought Paul in. And it's kind of funny, the first time Paul brought in his guitar and sat down, I said, go ahead and tune up your guitar. And at my studio in L.A., I didn't have direct line of sight into it, and I heard bing, ding, and I turned to my assistant, I said, he's using a pitchfork. And so we always would tease Paul about his pitchfork, and you could imagine where the jokes would go from there. But I'd done two records with Paul. This particular song is off his second album that I had done with him. And matter of fact, it was the last record I did in L.A. So, you know, you talk about the finality of doing a mix. When I mixed the last song in that record, I actually went in and unplugged all of my gear. It was totally final and done. Wow. And I said, well, there's no chance of me remixing this song now. And so when I finished that album, I gave it over to my assistant, Matt Russell, who does a lot of my mastering for me, and came out here and did that process, started building the studio. And a couple months later, Paul says, he gave me a call and says, hey, I got some discs for you. He sent them over to me, and I opened it up, and he actually dedicated the record to my son, Augie, because at the time, Augie was just a baby, and he was teething a lot. And I've always had Augie with me in the studio. And anyone that has kids that knows when it's teething time, there's really not much you can do. And there were several evenings where we were recording, and he'd say, do we need to stop? I said, he's going to cry here or cry at home. He might as well listen to good music while he's doing it. And he wrote a really nice dedication to Augie for that record, and that was very touching. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's play the title track from his album, Modest Man, Paul Nickell. And this is from 2010. We're with Cobble Sound Recording Company and Clint Macro, the head man, here tonight on our grassroots show, The Rock Station 97.7.
Take me by the hand. Help me understand. Everything I need to know, be your loving man, to be your loving man. Baby, hold me tight. Rock me through the night. Till we hear that mocking bird. Morning night, bring the morning night. And may we never need more than we'll see. And let our weary hearts grow strong, loving words and deeds. And if our love abides, you become a bride. Heaven help this modest man, keep him satisfied. Heaven help this modest man. Satisfied.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh presents the BMW R1200R, a bike that marks the status quo in terms of aesthetic appeal, dynamic performance, and design. It has a look that perfectly matches the way it rides. The R1200R is a powerful machine that features a design that is compact, tight, and muscular, with 125 horsepower that provides plenty of power. Hit the road today with the BMW R1200R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford. Visit their website at bmwpgh.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Back on the Grassroots Show, The Rock Station, 97.7, presented by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. And this segment being brought to you by the Rainbow Inn, home of the Man Can Special, and much more than that, too. They do some food and other, they do have other beverages if you're not quite up to the Man Can, whatever you'd like. Stop by. They're open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, down in beautiful Freeport.
You can't beat the Man Can.
Just the Man Can is highly recommended from the Grassroots Show. No
doubt. Yeah, all right. I just got to get that in.
Hey, we just heard from Sour Wine Cult, and their band we had on a little while back. Boy, time flies. We're having fun. I can't believe it's late October already.
Yeah.
But Clint Macro, part of Sour Wine Cult, and Clint is with us tonight from Cobble Sound Recording Company. Down in the Natrona Heights area. Correct?
Actually, New Kensington. I'm actually physically in Plum Borough, but I have a New Kensington zip code, which makes it very confusing for most folks.
But, yeah. And Sour Wine, that's from your new album this year.
Yeah, we just released that record. That album was, I say, 25 years in pre-production. We were a band. Originally, we met at the Art Institute of Pittsburgh back in 93, 94. And we played around quite a bit for a few years. Never had the money to go in and make a record properly. And after we had split and time passed and I came back home, I got in contact with the guys and said, hey, let's make that record that we never had a chance to do. And so that's the result of that process. And it was a lot of fun. It was good to reconnect with those guys. And it was a healing process for a few of them. They were going through some life changes, and mm-hmm. It came along at the right time. And I feel a lot of projects and a lot of music in particular just kind of drops in your lap at the right mm-hmm. time, and mm-hmm. it takes you places where you should be going. Maybe you weren't going to go before you got a hold of that project.
And it's got to be fun for you being part. I mean, obviously you've played in a band, but to be behind the scenes for a lot of different styles and groups and people.
Yeah.
It's got to be fun.
It's exciting. I get to be the fifth member of every band that walks in, or the fourth member, or however many there are. Add one, that's me.
Yeah.
And when it's done, that record is just as much mine as it is theirs. Although, in many cases they're paying for it. my heart and soul goes into it. My blood, sweat, and tears go into it. And I don't release things that I'm not proud of.
Cool. How did Clint Macro ever travel down this path, and what got you into the recording industry, per se?
Oh, well, my stepfather was a recording enthusiast, and we had a band when I was a kid. And in north central Pennsylvania, up in the mountains in Driftwood, Pennsylvania, to be specific, there's not a whole lot of bands there, or not a lot of places to perform, or a music scene, per se. So if there was a birthday or a wedding or a whatever, we played their event.
Okay.
So got a lot of time to play drums with my mom and my stepfather. And he was a recording enthusiast, had some equipment. I wouldn't say there was a studio at the house, but he had some equipment back then, and I just spent my whole childhood playing with it. And I'd record the toilet, or I'd record the crickets outside, or I'd record me hitting on boxes or drums or whatever. I just recorded everything, and it's kind of what I knew that I wanted to do. And then after I graduated high school, I came to Pittsburgh, and the Art Institute had a music video business program there at the time. And I found a few studios around that I went and basically said, I'll work for free. Teach me the craft.
Mm-hmm.
And my first My first internship was with Dave Granati over at Mulberry Street at the time. He was in Coriopolis. And then I was interning at Aircraft Recording Studio in Dormont, and then worked with a number of different live sound companies and ended up being up at Jerry's, mm-hmm. Jerry Recording in yeah. New Brighton. So I bounced around quite a bit as a freelancer and started doing backline for Sputzy and the Soul Providers, which was a big kind of dance band at the time, and Steve Graham was their horn player and did their arrangements. Yeah. And Steve had a studio in his basement in Butler here.
That's right.
And he was, at the time, had his day job still then, and he basically said, here's keys. He says, whatever you bring in, split it with me and knock yourself out. So I got a lot of board time very quickly.
Wow.
And it paid off, and I have a great deal of... I owe a great deal to Steve for giving me that opportunity, and I really appreciate that. And matter of fact, I've just recently reconnected with him. He's playing on a new project that I'm producing called Rusty Swing Set.
Oh, wow.
And a Rusty Swing Set is we're doing some old metal songs, but we're doing them in a jazzy kind of lounge style, which is pretty cool. And wow. He came in and he put some horns on a few of the tracks. And so, yeah, that's how I met Steve through Sputzy and the Soul Providers.
Yeah, used to be of Modern Man fame, right?
Yeah, I did a lot of backline at that time, and really I was making my living doing drum teching for Ron Krasinski, who was a player in a bunch of bands around here at the time. He was an LA guy that came out here. Okay. Kind of same story, got tired of the craziness of LA and came back home, and was working as an intern a few of his studios, making a few bucks at Steve's studio, and doing backline for Corbin Hanner Band with Bob and Dave, and mm-hmm. and was then eventually started doing front of house sound for Pure Gold.
Okay.
And so I was like the 19, 20 year old guy making the kick drum sound like Metallica, you know, when they're playing all this oldies doo-wop stuff. And Henry DeLuca was a lot of fun and very good to me as well.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, I don't think we've had Henry on, but we had Frank Zuri on,
yep.
who was part of Pure Gold mm-hmm. for a number of years.
Yep,
too,
Frankie.
So. Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff. Well, you had great connections and followed down. I mean, there's some pretty solid names that you were able to rub elbows with when you were learning this process.
Oh, yeah. No, I had good guidance.
Yeah.
Very good guidance.
So why did you take off to L.A.? Did you have a dream of becoming a big producer out there, or what led you there?
Yeah, you know, for years my goal was to have a Grammy before I was 30.
Okay.
And I tried very hard at that. Didn't make it. Didn't quite make it. I missed my Grammy by one album. I did the second to last album that Warren Zevon did, and had I done the last one, I would have gotten that Grammy. But
wow.
I've worked with a lot of different clients, some great individuals, some big projects, lots of little projects.
Well, now you can shoot for the grassy.
Hey, there you
the grassy
go.
Would be fine. would absolutely be fine. You know, when you get
and you're
to
not lowering
do this.
Your expectations. I don't want to put it that way. This is huge.
Yeah, we went out there, and at the time I had another business partner, and we had another company, and we had a studio in Beaver Falls,
mm-hmm.
and we just, it was actually, looking back at it, very stupid. We did no market research, we didn't know what we were jumping into, and we just kind of picked up and left, and went out there, didn't have a building or a place to live or anything, and we got our first building where we rented a studio, and then we set our equipment in there, and my wife and I didn't have anywhere to sleep, so... We had, I don't know if you know what gobos are, but they're basically walls that you can move around that have padding on it to kind of deflect
mm-hmm.
sound.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd flip the gobos down at night and throw some blankets on it, and that's where my wife and I slept for about a year. And then when the clients would show up, we'd kind of clean everything up. And that particular studio had a really small shower in the bathroom, so we just kind of lived there for a while. And the L.A. is tough, man. It's
yeah.
tough.
Yeah.
And we made it through. And by the time we left... We were doing real well. Cobblestone was doing very good. My wife had a really great job at the Getty Museum there. And we had our son, and that was the biggest thing. And we looked at each other and said, what are we doing here? You know, I can do this from my basement in wherever I was going to end up at that time. We just knew we were coming back to the Pittsburgh area. And we did it. And we picked up stakes and came back here and found a place. And I built a brand new, beautiful studio in the basement of my house. I got 1,450 square feet there.
Wow.
And people come in through the back door that goes through the garage, and you can see their expectation levels just drop. And then they open up the door, and they see glass, and they see a beautiful studio. And so it works very well. I've been making some of the best records of my career in that environment.
Nice.
And people seem to be more comfortable there. You know, I've been at other places where they're paying, you know, $300 an hour, or it's in this real kind of sterile Starship Enterprise looking facility, and they get nervous anyhow when they're going to record.
Mm-hmm.
And I think coming into my home, and even though it's a professional studio, they know it's in my home, and mm-hmm. and it's a lot more casual, and I think I get people to be more comfortable, and therefore I'm getting better performances, and that's the key thing.
Yeah.
You know, I always tell people that intern for me, a great recording of a poor performance is going to sound like a poor performance.
Yeah.
You know, even, not that I ever condone bad recording, but even a poor recording of a great performance will still fly in many cases.
Well, it's very similar to running live sound. I mean, a great sound person really just has to amplify a band who already has a great sound, and they sound good. You know what I mean? You can't fix. There's some things you can't fix.
Well, in a live case, yeah. In the studio,
recording.
Believe me, in the studio you can fix anything, and you know, that gets into some philosophy. I generally don't like to create performances ever with any of my
right,
projects,
right.
But in live sound, absolutely, it's here, it's gone. You're really at the whim of the musicians. You know, if they're having a good night, you're going to have a good night. But with the performances, you know, especially with vocals and guitar solos, it's like chasing rabbits, man. It's very exciting. So it's like, ooh, that was a good one. Ooh, almost got that one. Or, you know, so you just have to kind of coax them. And that's one of the things I really try and tell, you know, engineers and people that are producing. It's like, really kind of read people and spend some time with them beforehand and learn how to talk to them. You know, there's a lot of psyops involved with it. And I'll sit with people and we'll have coffee and I'll just kind of see who the alpha male of the band is and see how they talk to one another. And, you know, some folks you join hands and you pray before a session. Other folks you swear at them when they're playing their guitar, you know. And the swearing at them is not something I would recommend doing unless you're really sure it's the right move. But people like to be talked to a certain way. So you need to kind of morph and become part of their group. And you'll get better performances out of them if you can make them comfortable and at ease.
Let's listen to another tune that you've produced. And this is from the brand new EP from Slant 6.
Yes.
That was produced out at your place. And we've played a couple of songs from that, and one of them is going to be Monster Inside. I don't think we've played this one yet.
So. No, this is my favorite one off the album, or the EP, rather. And Justin's actually my second cousin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, second cousin. And so it's kind of cool. We reconnected. I hadn't seen him since he was a little teeny kid.
Wow.
And when I got the studio up and rolling, he hunted me down and says, hey, at the time he wasn't with Slant 6, but eventually he brought them in. And I tell you what, I've done two EPs with them, and they're one of my favorite groups to work with.
Yeah.
They're
well,
just a lot of fun.
Was a Grassy nominee last year.
That's right.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're almost there.
Yeah, I'm lurking about, man.
Here it is, Slant 6. It's, recorded at Cobble Sound Recording Company. We're visiting with Clint Macro tonight on the Grassroots Show, the Rock Station 97.7.
Thank you. sunshine cries. She come to steal my shrine, oh so sweetly. She come to me. She come to me. I ain't the kind that's gonna let you break me. It's a little too soon for me to call you baby. Make me feel nice when you go a little crazy. You can have me anytime. Just come on, take me. Won't you take me? Yeah. I wish you'd fight. I want you to pick me up. Spin me around. And steal my love. We'll call it our love.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport. The new BMW S1000R Roadster can be found at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. The S1000R's high-performance four-cylinder engine puts a smile on a rider's face at every twist of the throttle. Power is nothing without control, and the S1000R is fitted with Race ABC and automatic stability control, ensuring acceleration and deceleration figures at threshold levels. Check out the BMW S1000R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford, and put the competitors in the rear mirror.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome back to our Grassroots Show, presented by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, and this segment brought to you by All About Reclaimed. And Jeff Double and his staff, brand new sponsorship.
Welcome aboard.
Yeah, we brought them aboard here in October, and they're going to be with us through the holiday season, so we're looking forward to that. And I guess we'll be playing a couple of tunes. We have played a tune before from Cobble Sound Recording Company, Clint. And you've added to it, so we're going to be continuing that tradition as well. So, yeah. Visiting tonight with Clint Macrow of Cobble Sound Recording Company. Just played Coastal Remedy. Tell us about that. We did a song called Sinking Ships that you helped produce.
Okay, Sinking Ships was from their first record that I had done with them. And basically the bass player was going to church with my mother, who was playing piano at their church up in Indiana, Pennsylvania. And so that's kind of how they connected with me.
Okay.
So that was through Mom. Thanks, Mom, for the tip. And they came down at the time. They were very young. I think the oldest one wasn't quite 21. They were all very, very young, and they came in. They had a budget, and we kind of worked out what we could do and brought them in, and we made a fantastic record. And Sinking Ships is one of the songs that I love to play. It's he's such a player, and he's got a great, great guitar tone. That acoustic guitar, the way I captured it, it's like you're sitting inside of the guitar. Your head's inside of the guitar. I'm real pleased with that. And there's some great kind of Zeppelin-y elements to that track. At the time, they had a keyboard player. Now they do not. But at that time, they had a keyboard player. So we got some really nice piano parts in there as well. And it's a really great track.
I'm still not familiar with this band, but I'll tell you what, a lot of people have told me, you got to check out this Coastal Remedy.
Oh, they're fantastic.
That's a band I've just had a lot of feedback on. I need to get them on or pay some attention to it.
Yeah, they and when they play live, too, you know, it's They can pull it off in the studio and live. They give you goosebumps. Mm-hmm. Just really a fantastic band. Great talent, all of them, and they're really good guys.
Yeah,
I want to say good kids, but I don't want to. They're really good guys. And that was from their first record, and they self-funded that. And their second album, which we're going to play a song, Cozy, later on here, that was from their album. I got them in touch with John Vento and John Vento's mm-hmm. company. They were on his label.
Okay.
And that's who produced, or actually executive produced that particular project.
Very, very cool. Where did the name come from? How did you come up with Cobble Sound?
Oh, Cobble Sound. Well, this is a good story. I had a company prior to that with a partner, and my partner went ahead and picked out the name Cobblestone Studios, which at the time we were kind of dabbling in doing video production as well. And I never liked Cobblestone. It wasn't really something I've enjoyed. However, his thought behind it was, it sounds like every other studio, and when people talk about it, they think they've heard of it. One of those kind of things, mm-hmm. like a false name recognition. So we were that company for a number of years, and then when he and I split up, I had a lot of clients already that knew me as Cobblestone, but I didn't want the new company to have anything to do with the old regime, so to speak. So I decided, well, I'm doing sound, I don't do any of that video stuff, so why not Cobble Sound? And that's where Cobble Sound came from. So to kind of save what little name recognition I had from the previous venture, but make it all my own.
And by the way, we should mention you have a website.
Yes.
Cobble Studios?
Cobblestudios.com, yeah.
Okay.
Cobblestudios.com.
I wanted to make sure I didn't throw in Cobble Sound Studios, because it's Cobble Studios. So any musicians out there listening, why? If you want to get in touch with Clint to find out more, and you can hop on the website.
Yeah, the website's pretty nice. I started doing the site myself, and I'm getting to the point now where it's about as good as I can get it. If you know any good website people, have them get in touch with me.
Yeah, it looks like you have an anniversary montage on here too. So
I cut together. Matter of fact, Matt Snyder, the bass player from Coastal Remedy, was interning at my studio this summer, and one of the projects I gave him, just so he'd get used to editing on Pro Tools, was I gave him a stack of CDs and I said, "Here, edit this together in a linear fashion." I said, "I don't care how long it is," so he cut that together for me, and that's the anniversary montage. And I went back and looked at what pictures I could find, and I cut together a little presentation. It's a lot of fun to watch and take a trip down memory lane, so to speak.
Well, I mean, you look at your resume of people that you've recorded with, mixed, engineered, whatever. I mean, there's a lot of names that people will recognize in this community of Western Pennsylvania. And just looking at the stuff that you've done here since moving back from California, one that jumps out at me is Mary Lou Scherter's album, which we've featured here.
Yeah.
You know, you've done that. And, of course, you've recorded some live Needs Hotel and more. And we're going to actually play one of those songs coming up here as well. So, I mean, you've had an opportunity, really, to be blessed to see a lot of different styles, fashions, and a lot of talent in general here from Western Pennsylvania.
Well, you know, this is what I've always done for a living, and I feel very blessed by that. And I have to thank my wife for always maintaining a good job to get us through those lean times, which there were many lean times, especially earlier on. But I've been able to work with lots and lots of great musicians.
Yeah. And people from the national scene, too. I mean, you mentioned Warren Zevon, but then you've worked with some of the bigger labels, too.
Yeah, I've had actually three or four really big label projects get shelved and never released.
You're probably not the only one, right?
I did an album with Tony Luca right before he got his big break. I don't know if any of you guys ever watched The Voice, but Tony was one of the, he was the second runner-up, I guess, three seasons ago now. Man, how time flies.
Wow.
But Tony was recently, last summer, he came into town, and I snuck backstage and got to see him. It was nice to reconnect with him.
Yeah.
The voice is kind of funny. There was Tony, and of course, Mia Z. I had done quite a bit of recording with her. Matter of fact, she's singing the background parts on the Jessica Batsura song that we're going to be playing up here in a little bit.
Okay.
But also Christina Aguilera. I recorded her at Jerry's when she was a little kid.
Wow.
And she came in, and if I recall, I think she was singing like a karaoke tune of a Whitney Houston track or something. But she was just a little kid, came in, and it was one of those sessions where it was like, oh, I get to do this session. You know, it wasn't going to be a very exciting session. And so she came in, a recorder, and she left. And a couple years later, I came back to visit Don and Jerry over at Jerry's since passed, but over at Jerry Recording. And I said, was that little girl Christina Aguilera that I worked with? And Jerry still had his logbook going back to whenever he started the studio, which that studio had been there for about the 50s. So we went circling through it, and sure enough, I was the engineer, and it was Christina. So, of course, after we found that, I put her on my resume, which is kind of funny. It's funny. People are so impressed that I recorded with Christina Aguilera, and I've done all these other great albums, and it's like, well, it was a karaoke track, and she was 12. But, yeah. It was exciting.
That's good stuff. Well, speaking of a young lady, why don't we play some Jessica Batsura? We're actually going to do a single that she did a couple years ago.
Yeah. This was something that John Vento brought to me when he first got involved with working with Jessica. And she came over and basically recorded the song to a click track, just acoustic guitar, and threw a scratch track down. And John charged me with the task of, he says, I want you to make this as Disney-fied as possible and really make it into a pop song. And I thought, all right, yeah, I can do this. It was kind of a little outside of my wheelhouse because I've always been such a, either like an acoustic country recorder or like heavy rock. And okay, yeah, I'll take a crack at it. A lot of my good friends from L.A. are guys that had worked with Demi Lovato and some of the other, you know, Disney type girls. So I took some pointers from them, and I went ahead and did this. And John wanted it to be a surprise, so I did everything on it, and I brought Mia in to do the background vocals. And I normally would have had Jessica do that, but John wanted it to be a surprise, so I had Mia come in, and Mia did a fantastic job. She's an amazing singer. And so then I had her come back and sing the vocal again to just the instrumentation that I'd created, and then I mixed it, and I'm not sure how John released it at the time, but I was really pleased with it, and I just loved what I did with it and what came about from it, so that's why we're playing it tonight.
All right, let's do it. Jessica Batsura, That One Thing. We're visiting with Clint Macro, Cobble Sound Recording Company, here tonight on the Grassroots Show, the Rock Station 97.7.
No good for me.
favorite word, your lies. They were all that I heard. I drowned them all out, so full of doubt, spinning around.
You're on vacation. All About Reclaimed by Jeff Double welcomes you to visit the new store at 110 North Main Street in Butler. You'll see fall decor with a flair and a wide assortment of items that have taken on a new life via upcycling, plus unusual jewelry that would make great gifts. Jeff and his staff serve and inspire brides, event planners, and community organizations. AAR will meet all of your floral needs in a very non-traditional manner. They also provide florals for new babies, weddings, or sympathy arrangements for funerals. When you want something out of the ordinary, call All About Reclaimed by Jeff Double. You'll get an extraordinary result.
European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh presents the BMW R1200R, a bike that marks the status quo in terms of aesthetic appeal, dynamic performance, and design. It has a look that perfectly matches the way it rides. The R1200R is a powerful machine that features a design that is compact, tight, and muscular with 125 horsepower that provides plenty of power. Hit the road today with the BMW R1200R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford. Visit their website at bmwpgh.com.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
Halloween is approaching, but before we get there, on Thursday, October 27th, check out Frank Vieira and the Hobbs Sisters. They'll be at the Hard Rock Cafe in Pittsburgh. Then kick off your Halloween weekend by stopping by the Rock and Haven on Friday, October 28th. It's their annual Halloween party featuring the Drama Kings and the Fireball Girls. They'll have prizes and giveaways galore. And then take your pick, try to hit them all, on Saturday, October 29th. Hallowoosh 2016, the CD release party featuring Trigger Happy at the Double Wide Grill in Mars. Then it's the Monroe Hotel Halloween show with Anger the Ant. And Wonder Bread celebrates Halloween at the Beacon with prizes and giveaways galore. On the Shady Lady concert calendar, mark your calendar, it's coming quick. It's Veterans Day, November 11th, the Veterans Day benefit concert, part of the Rock Down Right Tour, helping raise money for the Butler County American Legion Riders to bring the American Veterans Traveling Tribute Vietnam Wall to Butler in August of 2017. You'll have an opportunity to join in on some great music, Anger the Ant, the Shiners, the Off Hours Band, and the Noble Hops Band, and prize giveaways galore. Please support this noble cause on Veterans Day night at the Lindor American Legion on November 11th. And on November 18th, check out the Noble Hops Band. They're going to be live at the Sidebar in Contanning, along with special guests, the Cellar Dwellers.
Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction of Prospect, was a member of state championship football teams at Slippery Rock University. Dan knows what it takes to be the best, and that's exactly what you'll find in P&W Construction, Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings, celebrating 37 years building garages, horse barns, utility and commercial buildings. The dedication Dan showed on the football field has carried over to his building ethics. No shortcuts to perfection, just plain hard work. Call P&W Construction at 865-9590.
The Halloween party of all Halloween parties. Friday, October 28th at Rock and Haven featuring the Drama Kings and the Fireball Girls will be there from 10 till midnight with drink specials and the best Halloween party in town. Prizes and giveaways all at Rock and Haven.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Back with Clint Macro here on the Grassroots Show, presented by European Motorcycles in Pittsburgh. And don't forget P&W Construction. They've been one of our longtime sponsors, and they present our final segment of the show here. And Clint, we just heard Wally Vacation. Give us some background on that song.
Oh, Wally's he's a force of nature. Actually, I just reconnected with him on Facebook. I had worked on that record for close to 10 years on its own. Wally was a guitar tech, and he would go out on tour and go disappear in studios, and he was kind of transient in that way. And Vacation was the last song that we had did on that album, and I finally finished it and mixed that album as Cobble Sound.
Okay.
And it's great track. It's him and a drummer, and he plays a boomerang pedal, and he'll loop his own guitar part, kick it to an amp, and they'll play to it and kick it to another amp. And really some out there stuff. It would be a lot of fun to listen to that if you were under the influence of something, I would guess. I've not yet been able to do that. Yeah. I haven't done that kind of stuff in a long time.
And that's a track that's 8 years old too, right?
Yeah. It's pretty big track. Yeah. Pretty big track.
Again, Clint Macro, Cobble Sound Recording Company. If you want to check out their website, cobblestudios.com. And again, check out the collage of the 10-year anniversary that you've been pleased to be involved with and honored to be involved with, to keep a company going as strong as you have. To be able to, I think, too, you know, go to L.A., try that scene, and come back and build what you have today. And you have a lot of things on tap here in the future, too.
Yeah, I'm working on a bunch of projects right now. I'm actually doing a country record with Justin Cook, who's the singer for Slant Six. It's mm-hmm. a really great project. He's a school teacher by day, so once school started, I haven't been able to get him in the studio as much, but we're picking away at that. I'm doing an album with the band Scratch. Finishing up a project right now, I'm mixing by a band from Altoona called Drive By Magic Show. And, of course, the Rusty Swing Set project I told you about. We're getting Coastal Remedy in to do some new demos here shortly for another album project. I'm picking away a few songs on John Vento's solo project. Mm-hmm. And Sour Mash is coming back in the studio, and I'm actually working on a Crayon Death reunion album.
Crayon Death.
Yeah, and I don't know if all the guys in the band know that I'm doing this yet, but I got the drum tracks down and the bass is almost finished, and then we'll start connecting with the other players, but that's going to be a fun one.
Awesome. Well, why don't we do some Coastal Remedy? We're going to do this one from their album To the World in 2014.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
A song called Cozy. And we'll wrap up the show with our old friends, the Needs Hotel Band, and you helped put together One Night Stand a couple of years ago.
Yeah. I first met them, their live album from the Moose.
Yeah.
I did that one, and then after that we came in and we brought them in and we picked away at getting their album One Night Stand finished up. And I've been recording with them on and off. They're always doing something.
Yeah.
That's a great band. A lot of fun and a fantastic live band. Yeah.
Well, Clint, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it. And I know we could probably do two or three shows with you, the people that you've rubbed elbows with, but maybe we'll have you back down the road again.
I'd love to come again. And thank you guys both for the opportunity. And
Rusty
I look forward
swing
to seeing
set,
you guys again.
Yeah.
Rusty Swing Set.
Sounds good. Thanks, Clint. And that's the Grassroots Show. We finish up with a couple of tunes, and we'll visit with you next Sunday night right here on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Take that train.
Take that train.
Once loved a woman for inspiration. My own private Mona Lisa. The woman loved me for imagination. The one true sweet believer. I'm making love by the river in the hot summer air. Under a bright moonlight. Ruby lips, soft blown hair. She took me on a long, slow ride. She had a brand new plan. She hates that rock and roll. Cause when a woman loves a man in a rock and roll band, too many nights alone. When all the kissing turns into bitching, time to let her go. That's why I told her to
take that train.
Oh, one way ticket home.
No, ain't no shame.
Another lover up and gone. Ain't gonna keep her satisfied. No.
Broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. The temperature isn't the only thing falling. Check out super low prices during Cartoberfest. Going on now, only at Honda North. This is the Rock Station, 97.7. WLER-FM, Butler, Cranberry.
You're too much. You're the only one. number one on my preset buttons in my car.
I got a navigation on my phone.
The Rock Station.